Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In this episode, we're chatting with Maddie Meebank, a stroke survivor and a power Modus Nova user. This is the third episode of our Modus Nova series about stroke recovery and rehabilitation. What is it like to use Modus Nova for at-home recovery? Let's chat with Maddie and find out. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Very special episode. Again, I say it every week. I absolutely mean it every week. Who is on the other end of this phone call? You can't even see. There's a computer in front of me. Who am I talking to right now? Maddie Meebank. What's going on, Maddie?
Hey, Joe. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am very excited just to talk to you because you're one of my favorite people. You are clearly a pillar in this community. You are also just an inspiration to so many. I love watching your journey. I love just seeing you recover. It's like one of my favorite things in the world. It brings me much joy.
Wow.
Right?
That's so amazing to hear.
It's the truth though. Look, I think, all right, for a lot of us, it's really difficult to kind of like show our recovery because I'm trying to say this in the nicest way. It's hard because a lot of us, including myself, I'm very vain. There's a lot of vanity. I know you're looking at me. You're like, how, Joe? Look at you. I know. This is me putting it together, too. This is the best I can do, Maddie. So there's a certain amount of vanity that I think a lot of us have. And we don't want other people to like see us when we're down. We don't want other people to see the deficits that we have. Right. So, you know, if I'm having issues with my hand, I found it the hardest thing in the world to show that to like the world. If I'm feeling like overwhelmed, overstimulated, or anxious or depressed, I don't necessarily love showing that stuff. I find it really hard because I don't want people to look down. And I know it's if somebody's going to look down on you for being like transparent, it's like it's more of a reflection of them than me. But still, there's that thing that I have in me where I don't like that feeling. So it's hard. You, on the other hand, you are maybe the most transparent survivor I've met in my 5 years of recovery. It is incredible to see you just literally go through everything that you do step for step, whether you like now. I mean this in the most loving, respectful way, Maddie. If you are butchering something that you're doing and you show it, it's like, oh, yeah, that didn't really work out. And then you do it again and then you do it. It's like, holy shit, you did it. It is such a beautiful process. Is that something that you've always been able to do? Like when you started in recovery where you're like, you know what? I'm showing everything, or is it something you had to grow into?
Definitely grow into, because I would say when I first started my recovery process after the stroke, I did not want to connect with the community. I did not want to like share what I was going through because, you know, it was too present. to me, and I didn't really feel comfortable with that. But when it actually wasn't until I started working on my second book that I started like thinking, what if I also highlighted stories of other stroke survivors and like started to build a community, which is when I first connected with you like 2.5 years ago or whatever. And ever since I started doing that, there's been no going back.
It's been beautiful to watch. And has it been 2.5 years? It's so crazy because I kind of feel like I've known you forever. Yeah.
Right? I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know. 2.5 years. It only feels like 2.5 minutes underwater.
And we've only met once. Like,
that's
actually
true. And it was amazing. That I will say, Maddie and I have been friends.
I need to come back to LA. Basically.
You do. You absolutely need to come back to LA because like things are normaling out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be able to do more. We've only met in person once. And that one meeting that we had, it really felt like, and it sounds weird, it felt like I was just meeting a friend that I've known forever, right? And it was the first time we'd ever like met. And I was like, wow, Maddie, you're short.
You knew I was short though going into it.
It's like, oh, you're a pocket-sized person. But it's just so
you're really tall.
I am a very tall. But see, people don't believe that. People are like, oh, I guess. And so how I was shocked how short you were. Most people are shocked that I'm actually 6'2". I don't know. Do I have like a short aura about me?
No, I would not say so. Also, I'm 5'3", and that's not technically that short. I'm 4 is average woman, I think.
Is it?
5'4". I'm almost average.
Yeah, you're almost the short side of average. Yeah.
Almost the short side of average.
So I'll say your recovery has been mind blowing, and I say that because we have known each other for a few years now, and I've been I was in my head. What I'm going to say, I was like, God, you sound like a stalker. So I've been watching you for, years now, but I've been watching your recovery from like the beginning when you first started to walk and when you first started to do anything with your affected arm. And then here's what's great. When I saw you in person and like, I just, you got up, you walked over to me and I was like, wow, Maddie, this is amazing, because I remember when I first saw you walk, like, you know, virtually, and I saw you when you were first doing some things. I was like, wow, it has been incredible to see how far you've come. What's even cooler is from when we met a few months back till now, your improvement has been insane. Have you noticed that in yourself?
Well, first, thank you. I don't even know. I mean, yes, I have been making some pretty significant gains. Like for me, as you know, and maybe people listening to this might know, I am left side affected. So like the main challenge that I face in terms of my recovery has been recovering use of my dominant side, which is my left side. And that has been like the biggest challenge for me. And progress doesn't happen as quickly for me as it did with my leg. I learned to walk. I got rid of the cane, all of that. But my arm has been a lot slower. And so I've been doing, I'm not going into rehab right now anymore. And also like I just switched jobs and moved out and all this stuff is happening. So I do therapy on my own, particularly for my arm at this point. And so that's like the focus. I do at-home rehab with
What an amazing
podcast.
What an amazing tie-in. We should actually talk about that, Maddie. So this is actually the third episode in a series that I'm doing for Modus Nova. I initially interviewed David, who is the CEO of Modus Nova. He's like the coolest dude in the world. I was like, wow, like I really appreciated his energy for being a normie. The fact that like he's so passionate about helping our community, I love that. So immediately I was like on board. And then the second episode I did with Dr. Nick.
Dude,
hey,
Nick's
everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
I always think like The Simpsons. And Dr. Nick talked more about like the science behind it and how it all works and everything. And Dr. Nick himself, first off, very attractive man. I just want to say that. Dr. Nick, you're a very attractive dude, my friend. Secondly, he's like the coolest guy. He's like really just a very warm, open, cool guy. So I loved having doing that episode and getting like the science out behind it, you know, from a doctor's mind. And now I wanted to talk about the testimonial, an actual user, somebody who uses it on a regular. And when I say a regular, you are constantly on your Motus. You were like, you have really put in the work. And from what I've seen, I can only go by what I've seen, not like the experience. You'll talk about that. But what I've seen from where you started to where you are, it has been a very a clear improvement from where you were to where you are, you know. And I don't know if that's like, well, it's 100% Motus. No, I don't know what it is, but how would you say Motus has improved your recovery with your arm?
So yes, I am obviously a user of the Motus Nova. I've been using it for like a year and a half now. I think I first started using it in June of 2020. So like right basically as the pandemic started, I started using the Motus because obviously I wasn't able to go into rehab because all the rehab places were closed. And I kind of just started doing, you know, like maybe 10 minutes here and there, because when I first started using the device, I got so tired that I could only do it for like maybe 10 minutes at a time. And because I kept doing a little bit each day, eventually I built up where like I can go for an hour or longer if I have the time, that is. Like these days, I probably don't get in an hour a day, maybe more like 40 minutes. But I feel like anything is better than nothing. And I feel like it has helped my recovery so much. The most helpful thing that I think has come out of the Motus has been for me in terms of my tone management. I don't know. I know a lot of stroke survivors. I don't know. Do you have like bad tone issues, Joe?
I feel that I'm a unicorn because I've been called a walking, talking miracle so often. I suffer very little physically from the type of stroke that I had. Like, it doesn't make any sense how functional I am. With me, it's basically fine motor skills I'll have issues with. If I work my hand a lot, like let's say I put together some IKEA furniture, right? Mm-hmm. After I do that, for the rest of the day, I'll have the tremors in my hand and I'll be very clumsy and weak. But besides that, if I just have, you know, if I just go through my normal day to days, I don't really have any issues, which is, physically, that's great. Mentally, it's like a whole just barrage of issues that come along with that, with survivor's guilt gets thrown in there, imposter syndrome. All of these things happen because I am so functional, which is, I don't want to complain about
that. Opposite, actually, in that sense, because for me, I feel like it's pretty much just purely a physical thing. And so, like I mentioned, my arm and dealing with the tone, because my hand gets really tight and like will clench into a fist. And when I started using the Motus, I mean, the device is to help with like your wrist extension and flexion, but I feel like other benefits have come for me out of using it a little bit every day. And a lot of it has helped with the tightness in my hand. So that's been like, I think for me, the most noticeable difference. But then, I mean, that being said, like I'm working towards other goals. Like I want to take a sip of a drink with my left hand again. And doing the Motus Nova is helping me get closer towards that goal.
I love the videos that you've done where you're grabbing a bottle of water. I love them. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. And I say that because it's a process. I am a huge fan, and I mean this, and I think, I don't know how you feel about this, I think we have to really enjoy the process. I think we really have to enjoy everything.
Enjoy the journey.
Yes. It's not just, well, I can, you know, pick up this bottle and I bring it to my mouth perfectly and then I put it down and then it's done. No. It's, you have to enjoy, obviously not enjoy, but you have to like really just embrace the fact that sometimes you're going to drop that water bottle. Sometimes you're going to pour it in your lap. Sometimes you're going to miss your face and pour it on your shoulder. That's just going to happen. You're going to have to, you know, really be prepared for that enjoy this journey all the way through, because you're going to laugh at those moments when you're just sipping that, you know, a bottle of water casually, you know,
and view it as a blessing in a way. That's kind of what I try to do is I make the attempt to pick up the bottle. Maybe I drop it. Maybe my wrist kind of pronates and turns over, which happens quite frequently, but I'm picking up a bottle of water. It doesn't look like how I want it to, but I'm doing it.
Right.
I'm working on it. And I think that's the most important part.
Yeah. It doesn't look the way you want it to look yet. Yet. Because you're getting there. You really are. You know, and I think it's beautiful. And I love that way of looking at things. You know, I'm blessed to be able to do this. Right. Because,
you know,
really easily you might not be able to. Also, you're a lefty?
I am a lefty.
Oh, you weirdo. You're one of those.
No. It's weird to not be a lefty.
So have you had to...
Lefties are so much cooler.
Are they? You know what? I'm going to say they're kind of cool because you're lefty and you're kind of cool. But overall, Southpaws, I think that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, I guess I use my right hand now more for things, but I still identify as... I am a lefty.
Okay.
That's not going to change.
Wow, that's so it really decimated your you physically.
Side.
Wow, that's even deeper, you know? It affects a lot of people's left sides, but you just so happen to be a weirdo lefty.
Not weird, but yes, it did affect my left side. My left side is my dominant side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been an adjustment since the recovery started.
So have you set goals, and do you have time, do you have end dates, not end dates, do you have goals timing wise, you want to be able to I want to pick up a glass of water and drink, do you have I want to do that by this time?
So I used to do that honestly pretty close to when I first started with the Modus. I said this time next year I'm going to be taking a sip of water normally. A year later I'm still not taking a sip of water normally. So didn't technically achieve that goal, but I'm better at taking a sip of water than I was a year ago. So I kind of stopped assigning set timelines and deadlines, to be honest. And I don't know, there's so much going on in everyone's lives, much to focus on. It's sometimes I struggle with figuring out how to prioritize all the million and one things that I want to do.
Yeah, it's you're like Lauren. You're like the James Brown of what you do. You're one of the busiest women in the world. I think timings on goals are difficult because you never know what's going to happen. But I do think that we should have an end game for the things that we do. So ideally, you want to, I don't like the word normal because I think we're all normal. Just it's new normals. But I guess classically, you want to be able to drink something classically, because I've seen you in these videos. You've gotten water into your mouth, Maddie.
I can get it in there. Does it look how it does if I do it with my other hand? No. Also, probably not recommended that I do this in a restaurant because I would spill the water everywhere.
But you know what? That's the waiter's problem.
Exactly, right? But, I'll keep chugging along.
Yeah, and it's all about improvement. It's all about getting better each and every day.
Exactly.
It's just like I say it a million times, and I mean it every single time that I say it. Just like meditation, there's no meditation perfect. Meditation is a practice, and I feel recovery is the same thing. We could literally, Maddie, tomorrow, all your neurons can connect in the absolute right way, and then you can just pick things up as you please, and everything is back to classically how you used to do them. You will never have another issue moving forward. You will still be recovering from your brain injury the rest of your life, even if you don't have any of those deficits. We are constantly in a state of recovery no matter what, even if we're fine. Just like alcoholics. haven't had drink in a couple decades, still an alcoholic, right? That's what an alcoholic is. They're just a recovering alcoholic. So we're recovering brain injury survivors. So I think the timelines kind of get out of here. We have goals, but we shouldn't beat ourselves up because we didn't hit a date, right?
Exactly. You said, and every day is different in recovery.
You said a year, and a year later, I guarantee you, if you didn't have that year date, if you looked at your improvement, wow, I've improved so much from beginning to right now. Now, just imagine where you would be a year from that date. That's what we have to look at. And we have to celebrate all victories and definitely not beat ourselves up for, these little hiccups, not setbacks, hiccups. Words are really important, you know. I am a big fan of Modus Nova and the people behind it, because they care. Like, they sincerely care. In talking to Dr. Nick and talking to David, they just seem like good guys, you know. They just seem like
David are the best. They're amazing. And they work with me a lot, and I've done many teletherapy sessions with Nick, and he is just amazing and comes up with like these such cool interventions to help, like on top of just using the device. Like, he knows that it's a goal of mine to pick up the drink with my left hand. And so he helps me figure out ways that, or like thing, other activities that I could work on to help get towards that goal.
I love that. And again, I don't know if I mentioned this.
We really care.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this at all. Dr. Nick, very attractive man.
I think you may have mentioned that before the episode started.
I think
but it's, now it's out there.
I think it's just a beautiful thing how much, again, I, even though Dr. Nick is part of our community.
Exactly.
You know, he is, but like people like David, right? Normies. We need more of that. We need more normies who really truly care about our side of the community, and they want to help, because we don't need any more people with brain injuries. We need more normies to care mm-hmm. a little bit more about us with brain injuries, you know? And I've loved watching your journey, Maddie. Every time, like, I would see you, like, you have the Modus hand, and I'm about to go, you know, put in some time with the Modus hand. I'm like, that's really cool. Is it one of those things where after a certain point you were just like, oh yeah, the more I'm using this, the more work I'm putting into this, the more I'm getting out.
The more I get out, and the easier it gets. Like I said, building up mm-hmm. my endurance so that I could log longer sessions on the Modus. Like it used to be so tiring, and now I can do it for a long time, but I do feel like I've gotten a lot out of it and continue mm-hmm. to see gains like beyond what I feel like conventional stroke rehab tells us, that like, you know, you only recover after a couple of years within the first 2 years. Like, that's just not true.
That's so annoying. It bothers me so much, because it does such a disservice for a huge portion of the community that, right. Yeah, there are people out there 20 plus years post brain injury who are seeing improvements. You will improve the rest of your life. You just have to put the work in, you know?
Exactly. And
what's funny, I mean, about you,
hard, of course, putting it in is. The work, but
it's not easy. It's not easy at all, but here's what's funny. Like, you said that at the beginning it was exhausting and it was so tiring, and you've built up, you know, enough, you know, stamina and strength to like do it for longer. Here's the thing. It's the exact same weight. It's the exact same pressure. It's the exact same Modus hand, right? Mm-hmm. You've just gotten stronger. And that's just what I feel about recovery. People are always saying, you know, recovery is so hard. It's so hard. Yeah, it is. It's it's the hardest thing.
No one said it would be easy.
Right.
And
right.
It's not.
At all. I mean, it's the hardest thing I think anybody can do is to come back from a brain injury, because it's mm-hmm. so unpredictable and it's so impactful in every aspect of life. Right. And I say this, and some people have gotten upset with me because they're like, God, it's harsh. It's not harsh. Recovery does not get easier. It's always going to be this difficult, right? Mm-hmm. But you get stronger. So it seems like it's getting easier, and it's not. Recovery is still recovery. If recovery was a weight, it would be like a ton.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
Right? We have just built enough superhero strength to where we can actually lift a ton now. The weight hasn't changed. The weight of recovery hasn't changed. Working the Modus hand with you, Maddie, that has not changed. You have just gotten stronger, you know, and I love the fact that you've actually put in the work. And this is why I say, like, I love watching your journey because it's inspiring. It really is. I always tell people, don't look at other people and compare. Don't compare your journey to other people's journey, because it's not going to end well for you. I do, but in a different way. I'll look at other journeys and be like, wow, that really is motivating me to keep going and keep pushing, you know, even though physically I'm kind of killing it, but no matter what, like I'll see you and be like, wow, you know what? If Maddie's doing that, I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to do more. I'm going to keep fighting.
Conquer whatever obstacles you're facing or whatever challenges you have in your life.
And one day, maybe I'll work for Hermes.
Or Hermes. Who knows? Anything is possible.
Have you seen what I wear on a day-to-day basis? I'm a cartoon character, Maddie. I basically wear the exact same thing every day. Shorts, t-shirt.
You gotta update your wardrobe here. That's for another episode.
Fashion show with Maddie and Joe.
We could do an episode on Joe's fashion.
Oh my God. Will you be on during Fashion Week next year?
I mean, most likely, but right now I work on the online side.
All right. I'm excited. I'm excited for your, I'm literally just excited to watch you. Oh God, that sounds so creepy. I'm just excited to watch you, Maddie. I'm just excited to watch your journey. It really is. I can't explain to you how much joy it brings me. Just to see you function. It really, it's beautiful. It is, you know, and it makes it even more special because we've actually connected in person. You know, there's that, like, I know that aura that you have, you know, like I love it. And just to see you, okay.
The aura.
Yeah, it is. It's a hippie Joe. I'm over here wearing natural deodorant, you know, smoking weed, not smoking weed currently, just saying. So I am an emotional guy. I think you know that now, knowing me this long, right? So I cry every single day of my life. It's not the most masculine thing to say, but, you know, it's the truth. I'm very in touch with my emotions. When you were walking on the beach, do you remember when you posted some stuff? You were walking on sand?
Yes.
I cried.
Oh, my God.
I cried because it was so beautiful to watch, you know, because I know how difficult it is to walk on flat ground, right? And it was such an accomplishment to see my friend just walk on this like uneven ground and just walk. Just, you were killing it. And it was so beautiful that like I was brought to tears, but like emotional, like happy tears.
Nice. I guess I'm sorry. I don't really know what to say.
No. I think the point of the emotion is you have an impact on so many people by sharing your journey. You know, I just so happen to be friends with you and I can share with you, like, you've impacted me in that way. You've impacted me by, you know, motivating me just by.
You've impacted me. I mean, you're in my book.
Look, don't make me cry now again. I'm not gonna do that. That's a very emotional thing too. Like I'm blown away. I'm humbled by that. Like I really am. You know, you, I just so happen to be here and be able to say, hey, Maddie, you have really impacted my recovery and my life with your journey because of, you know, how open and honest you've been and how transparent you've been. It's just so incredible. There are countless other people that just either don't have it in them or just don't know how to reach out to you and say, hey, you showed me that I can do this. You know, I just want to, you know, for myself and all the quiet people who don't have it in them to say, just thank you for being as amazing as you are, you know, like, thank you for being as transparent and showing us that, hey, you can do this. You know, I love you for that, Maddie. I sincerely do.
I'm the opposite of you, Joe, in the sense that I don't get very emotional, but if I did get emotional, I would be crying right now.
basically what you're saying is, hey Joe, if I wasn't a sociopath, this is where I would show
emotion. So nice. No, I don't really cry that much anymore.
And anymore? What,
maybe were you a sociopath? Who knows?
Yeah, I think so. Why are you like a Christian Bale from American Psycho?
I don't know. I mean, seriously, thank you. That like that means a lot to hear you say that, and that having an impact. Like that's all I want.
This is why we get along. We have the same heart where we desperately want to help others, you know?
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to like literally just be honest, you know? And I'm trying to do that a little bit more. Being, hey, you don't have the emotions? I got them for the both of us. So when I'm feeling a certain thing, it's difficult for me to say, hey, I'm having a bad day, or I'm stressed out, or I'm anxious, or I'm depressed. So I'm trying to break past that and be a little bit more transparent, because, you know, I have awful days too. I have shitty days too. It's not always idiocy and rainbow and butterflies on my end. It's not. It's a lot of stress and chaos, but I'm trying to be a little bit more transparent about that, which I am more inspired by you being as transparent as you are, just showing your journey. You know, it's okay to not look sexy all the time. Not that I look sexy at all. Again,
yeah.
This is the best. This is literally, legitimately, this is the best I can do. I'm talking about like in recovery. It's not the coolest thing to, you know, look fragile and broken. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, not broken. I hate the term broken, but I don't like that. But I'm trying. I'm trying my best. And every time I see you post the things that you post, I'm just floored, Maddie. Honestly, I'm floored. I really am. Of where you were, where you are, and where you're going. It fucking blows my mind.
Thank you.
Do you have any goals for the rest of the year? I know there's only a couple weeks left.
I know. I was like, we're already basically almost in next year.
Yeah.
But goals, I am still obviously working on my big therapy goal is the one I told you about, picking up the cup with my hands. That's definitely still a work in progress. I have like some, that's the main one.
But that's a good goal, you know, and I have no doubt that you're going to get there. Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Stop laughing at us. And just know this, when you post it, because you're going to have to, I'm going to cry. I'm just know that.
Oh my gosh.
That at the other, as soon as you press send, as soon as you see like I liked it or whatever it is, just know that there are tears attached to that, because I love my people. I love this community so much, and I celebrate every victory, you know, like I celebrate strangers' victories. I follow on
a victory for any one of us is a victory for all of us, because it shows us that it's within the realm of possibility. It shows us that things are possible.
It is like it really is. Like some of these things that we've been told are impossible are very possible, and you're living proof of that, you know. I follow hashtag stroke survivor on Instagram, and I just like look at all of these stroke survivors' stories, and like it jacks me up. It's like, really, it's like a Red Bull. I get like super amped up afterwards, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like reaching out to random people. Great job, buddy. I know it's probably really weird because it's like me.
Not weird.
Maddie, it's a little weird. I like, so here's the thing. I'm very aware that I'm like a big hairy Puerto Rican dude. And then, like, I'm just reaching out in people's DMs, like, hey, you have brain injury? I have brain injury too. Let's be friends. I get that that's weird, right? But it comes from a place of like love. Like, it really does. Exactly. And like, I sincerely just want all of us to win. We have, you know, we've been beaten down by our own brains. That's a lot. And we're the only ones that really know what that feels like.
Mm hmm.
I want all of us to win desperately, and I think we should all celebrate that. So even if I don't know you, even if we haven't met yet, understand I'm pulling for you. So is Maddie.
Yes, definitely. 100,000%.
That's one thing. That's one of the reasons why I'm like, oh yeah, Maddie, you're like, you're my people for sure. You and I have the same heart. And I said this, I think the last time you were on the show, every time I have a new survivor that like I'm trying to help connect in the community, I'll always ask a handful of people, hey, I have so-and-so, can I connect them with you? And I would do that with you the first like 8 times. And then after a while, you were like, Joe, just send them. And I was like, oh, okay.
No need to ask.
I was like, oh, thank you, Maddie. Thank you. And I just.
Everyone, please just reach out.
Seriously. Seriously. So I reach out. I had my Operation Brain Buddy outreach a couple of years ago where every single day in that February, I reached out to a new survivor just to connect and build community. I've now done that going on 3 years straight. It'll be 3 years in February. So it's exhausting. It's fucking exhausting. It really is. But I do it. It's very, very helpful when people reach out and they're just like, oh, hey, and I want to connect. If you guys have questions or statements, you just want to share anything, like, I'm always available. Maddie is like an extension of that feeling.
Exactly.
Maddie,
yeah. Message, Instagram, text. I don't know. However you want to reach me.
Carrier pigeon, smoke signals.
That might be the preferred method of communication.
Yeah, seriously. You know, like,
like a little, if we were in Harry Potter, you could send like a little owl over with a message.
Oh, yeah. Send a Hedwig out.
Yeah, Hedwig.
We just got really, we just got really nerdy. I didn't know you were that kind of nerd. Nerd. I say that I have a Harry Potter tattoo. I'm not even that big a Harry Potter fan.
What is the tattoo?
I have the Deathly Hallows.
You do not? How did I not realize that?
And I have a little Harry Potter thing right there. So it says Joe, the boy who lived. So I got that because I've said this like a million times on the show, but I say it again because it's one of my favorite stories. So I had a shunt put in to drain the excess blood from my brain. Mm-hmm. And so I have this little scar. It's a tiny little scar. I know that. To me, I look like the Elephant Man. So I was very, again, self-conscious, very vain. I always had my hat on. I never left the house without a hat because I don't want people to see it. Having a short-term memory loss, I forgot my hat once and I was out with Felice and I freaked out. Maddie, I fucking freaked out where I was like, oh my God, people are going to look at me. And like, I really freaked out. And Felice, being as amazing as she is, she came over to me. She put her hands on my shoulders and she said, it's okay. It's your Harry Potter scar because you're the boy who lived. And I was like, oh, and it meant so much to me that I actually got a tattoo of the Deathly Hallows and it says Joe, the boy who lived. So,
but you I'm more
a Star Wars guy. So I don't know if you notice instead of a wand in the Deathly Hallows, it's a lightsaber.
Even better.
Even better. See, we make it our own. Wait, do you have any tattoos, Maddie?
I don't.
Are you going to get tattoos?
I don't have any good ideas. I'm not opposed to it, but I don't. Nothing has like struck me where I'm like, oh, I would need that as a tattoo.
All right. Let me throw this out. Yeah. Let me throw this out real quick. Whatever you decide to get, neck, right? If you're going to go all in.
All in.
Just go all in.
Full body.
Just Post Malone it. Just get tattoos all over your face and head. I think it's a good idea.
Face tattoo. I'll consider that one.
I'm gonna get a face tattoo and it's gonna say this was a really bad idea.
Here's what I could do. I could get the Harry Potter lightning bolt on my forehead.
I think that is
I'm the girl who lived.
You're damn right, you're the girl who lived and thrived, wrote books, helped the community, inspired generations. Like, seriously, Maddie, like, I really, you've done such amazing things. I just want to congratulate you just for being a honestly pillar in this community. Really, you are a really very important part of this community. You've helped countless people. You are just such a joy to talk to be around. I mentioned energy and aura. You've got the best energy and aura out there, and I'm just so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that we connected.
It warms my heart, Joe, truly. That's so amazing.
Come on. That doesn't mean anything to a sociopath.
Okay. Anyone listening to this, I'm not a sociopath. I promise. I just don't get that emotional.
She has a lighter under her hand right now. She's just.
Exactly. Hey, you never know.
I'm thankful that you share your journey as much as you have. I'm really thankful that you came on the podcast to talk about the Modus Hand and, you know, how it's worked for you, the impact that it's had. I think it's a tremendous piece of machinery. I have my Modus Hand. Again, it isn't necessarily designed for me. I have incredible motor function, right? I'm good. So for me, I want...
if any people listening to this have further questions about the Modus hand and want to hear from someone who used it, like, please, please reach out, because I love talking about the Modus hand.
Yeah,
Maddie helps me so much, and I want everyone to know about it.
Yeah, Maddie is incredible. I mean, you hear her. She's passionate. She's honest, and you know, she'll give you the lowdown.
I'm not making this up or just saying this because, like, it truly has made a difference.
Yeah, and you can see it. Follow Maddie's journey. You know, for me, I tried it out just so I can see exactly how it worked, so I can speak honestly about it on the podcast, as opposed to just being like, "Hey, I heard it's pretty good." It's an amazing piece of machinery. Like, really, this is like, maybe about 150 years from now, it'll be like, oh yeah, the Terminator robots, they came from this. That's how cool this machinery is. So Maddie, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Like, seriously, I'm always inspired and blown away by you.
Both ways, Joe. Thank you for also being an inspiration and a pillar in the stroke community as well.
Hey,
and I'm so happy that we're friends.
Hey, I, unlike you, am not a sociopath. I'm going to cry. You don't want to do that.
Podcast episode.
Oh, yeah. I'll be weeping. So this is about the time of show where I give out the socials. If you want to reach out to Maddie, you could reach out at Maddie at...
Oh, are you asking for my Instagram?
You guys couldn't see it. I pointed to her on the screen and she looked at me like, wait, what are you doing? Why are you pointing at me?
Like, I don't know what's going on. Oh, so my socials. What's it called? My Instagram is at Maddie Stroke of Luck. I'm sure you can type how it looks.
All these will be in the show notes.
Show notes, yeah. That's probably the best way to reach me. Send me a DM. If you have any Modus hand questions, I'm your girl. So shoot me a message and I look forward to connecting.
Absolutely. And then you can also, when do you go live with Tawny?
Every Sunday.
Boom.
Yes. My co-host, we go Instagram live every Sunday. We also interview stroke survivors and people who have had neurologic conditions or honestly, whatever. And we do our Instagram lives every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Amazing. They're a lot of fun. They're very informative. And I mean, it's talking to Maddie and Tawny, you know, like, it's just that in and of itself is just a good time. Always. So definitely check that out. If you want to reach out to my tiny ass kicking co-host, you can at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You want to reach out to me, please do reach out to me at Joso Rocks on all the socials. You want to reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds. Hit us up at the Neuro Nerds on all the socials. And definitely look, Modus Nova is an amazing piece of machinery. I've seen it help so many survivors. And if you guys have any questions, please, please, please reach out to Maddie. Obviously, you've heard her on this episode. She's amazing. She's very sweet. She is honestly just one of the coolest people in the world. So any questions you have, she is there to answer them. In Modus, we trust.
Yeah, I like that. In Modus, yes. Awesome. Like, thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Of course. Thank you, Maddie. I appreciate you so much. And on that appreciative note, this Neuro Nerd is out.
All right.
Maddie, that was awesome. Thank you so much for being you. Sweet. Every single word I said, I meant. Like, I love watching your journey. It's always inspiring. And I fucking adore you, Maddie. You're awesome.
Well, I love you too. So I'm happy that we're friends.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcasts app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.